The topic is actually the same topic. How do we discover the Creator in our lives, right here, right now?
And
it is an important topic, really the only topic that is important. Why do we exist here in this world, in this time, in this life, in order for us to discover the Creator in it? And we were rewarded with truly, we're beginning to understand where he is and where do we discover him. So it says, if you want to discover me, do you know where I am? I dwell among my own people. What does it mean, I dwell among my own people, that the Creator says? It means between those people who are yearning for me, who want to discover me, who want to get closer to me, who are willing to invest forces for this, and even to go against their own nature. They're willing to do everything only in order to find me. And this is why within my own people do I dwell. That is what the Shekhinah says. This means that these are not just some pretty words. There are no pretty words in the Torah. It is truly aiming us to the place where we can find the Creator, which is only in the group. So that we can come to some place where there are people who are yearning and want the same thing like me, and I, together with them, can reach a state where we are creating all of the conditions in order to discover, to search, like when we play hide and seek, the Creator is hiding. He's called that way, a hiding God. And we are searching for him. So he says, I dwell only among those people who need me, who want to find me. I dwell among my own people. This is why, especially at our time, Baal HaSulam says that we are in the last generation. These are people who, in general, now the people in the world need to discover the Creator. From the individual tents to greater and greater and more complex connections between them. And it is all in order to discover the Creator in the form and in a stronger intensity, in greater form, more complicated, more complex, until we discover that the Lord will be the King of the entire earth, over the entire desire, over all of the created beings, so that he is managing them, arranging them, and all of them in the connection between them, reach the complete revelation of the Creator. This is actually what it is about. And therefore, we have to understand that all of our work is actually in the group. Only in the connection between us. There we can search for him. It's not that the group is a means so that we discover the Creator somewhere else, but rather the group is that place in which, in that place, in that same group, in the connection between the friends, when I get in there and I poke there and I truly search for how can it be and where is he there, it's like I'm going to detect something, find something that is hidden from me. Where is that hiding God in the group? So then I gradually discover that between us, between each one and the other, we have between us all kinds of relations, usually not so pleasant, of pride, rejection, emptiness, etc. So there, specifically there, the Creator is hiding. That is, the Creator is not hiding, but rather those qualities of ours that we discover that they exist between us. The Creator exists between us, but the qualities we have between us, between people, between the friends, they're hiding Him. This is why it is considered that He is hiding. But He is not hiding, rather hiding Him. It turns out that the place where He is hidden, that we can detect quickly. It is all of the qualities and desires and intentions and relations that exist between us, and they apparently are all such to begin with that they're hiding, concealing the Creator completely. And to the extent that I wish to turn them into desires of connection up to love, to that extent I discover the Creator. And specifically, instead of discovering Him in the ordinary way, let's say, in a way that it is the light of Nefesh, as it was in the system of Adam HaRishon before the shattering, I specifically discover Him by me now having to invert my desires that are hiding Him between us, between each and every one, and the friends. So by us inverting, turning the mutual rejection, mutual distance up to mutual hatred, when we turn these things to the opposite, first we wish to remove them, and later on even to invert them to their opposite, instead of a negative to be positive, to become connections, then accordingly, we discover Him. And then our negative qualities of hatred, rejection, pride, self-respect, etc., that were distancing us from each other, and the Creator was then hidden between us, behind these qualities. So we invert these qualities into their opposite, to good qualities. As much as we succeed in inverting them to good qualities, to that extent we discover the Creator. And therefore, the connection between us on the obvious coarseness of Shoresh, Aleph Bet Gimel Daled, meaning 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, according to that, we discover the Creator on the intensity of the light of Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida, both in quantity and also in quality. That is, everything depends on the connection between us, to the extent that we invert the concealment to revelation, and the disconnection of the relations between us, the rejection, we turn it to connection, and accordingly, Zohar, right, please.
Step number one from the book of Zohar. And she said, I dwell among my own people. In other words, she said, I have no wish to be mentioned above, but to put my head among the masses and not leave the public. Similarly, men should be included in the public and not stand out as unique. So the slanderers will not look at him and mention his sins.
This means that only if we want to enter a group with the right connection, then we discover what else we're lacking in order to reach such a connection that will be called, it will be called a spiritual connection. And then according to the intensity of the connection, the Creator will be revealed. This is why building the connection between the friends and the revelation of the Creator between them as the glue that is connecting them together uniting them, it is actually all of our work and also of the Creator, and by that we become.
Dear Rav, you said that specifically thanks to our efforts in connection and rejection, we'll be able to obtain a greater light than what it was in Adam HaRishon.
The light that we discover in the connection between us when we establish this system, it is 620 times greater than the light was in the system of Adam HaRishon. Because in the system of Adam HaRishon, there was no ego, no force of rejection. That force of rejection was born through the shattering of Adam HaRishon. This is why the light that we are discovering is Naran Chai. It is 620 times more greater than what was in Adam HaRishon.
А в чём смысл вот именно то, что именно благодаря отторжению между нами мы увеличиваем эти света.
So what's the point of
изначальной конструкции?
Specifically, thanks to the rejection between us, we increase the light when we try to resemble.
Because we have to overcome the ego. So now you have an instrument, a device that is against the connection. And if you resist to it, if you build above it the connection, then by that you have an intensity of the Creator that is revealed according to the resistance that you have in this device. It's just like in our world. If you build some system and you want to discover a special force upon it, then this force has to be revealed through the resistance to it, and then you can work in such a way and activate this force. It is truly a condition also in our physics.
Действие равно противодействию.
А что за особая сила находится вот или возможность именно в нашем усилии?
What is that special force or opportunity that it's concealed in our exertion that turns it into a heightened light?
The fact that I feel that I am opposite forces that are resisting connection, this obligates me to turn to the Creator because I feel that I'm not capable of it. Right? A lot of time goes by, I go through many states until I find that I stand no chance of success. And from that I start to realize that I have no choice, I have to turn to the Creator. The Creator is not revealed, I don't know who He is and what He is, but out of lack of choice, I find a reason, I find some way to turn to Him, because I have no choice. And then when I turn to Him, I get forces with which to rise above this resistance. And as much as the ego was revealed as 620 times greater, 620 times greater than how it was in Adam HaRishon, I also discover the light in this way. The light that is revealed as 620 times greater than how it was in Adam HaRishon. So it turns out that in Adam HaRishon there was the light of Nefesh, and I can now reach the light of Yechida, From the smallest Katnut that was in Adam HaRishon and up to the greatest Gadlut that we reach in the final connection between us. And it is all also through our effort, but we know how to do it. How can we reach it? That we reach it by our understanding, our awareness, our attainment, that it is actually us. Okay.
по преодолению этого отторжения, по соединению.
And the effort in overcoming the rejection, connecting, can go deeper in our 10 or could it be widespread in the world kli, including dissemination? Are these factors related?
Yes. Later on we'll learn how they're interdependent. But for now we're in a stage where we have to implement each one of them, to establish, each one has to establish a 10 for himself. And once he's certain that he's in a 10, well, we will get closer to this. It will come. All of these things are becoming revealed in their time. So we will discover that now we have to connect between the tens and furthermore. This is how, this is the path. But what I would like to emphasize now is just one thing, that connection between us is actually the place for the revelation of the Creator between us. This is where He's revealed. And we, therefore, must put in all of our forces in order to achieve the correct tense, so that in each and every 10, to some extent, some connection with the Creator is revealed between all of the friends, in a connection between them and
from Zohar to all. And she said, I dwell among my own people. What is she saying? When the din hangs in the world, one should not part from the collective by himself. He will not be mentioned above, and he will not be known alone. This is because when the din hangs in the world, those who are known and are inscribed alone, though they are righteous, they are caught first. Hence, one must never retire from the people, because the Creator's mercies are always on the whole people together. This is why she said, I dwell among my own people, and I do not wish to part from them as I have been doing thus far.
This means that in order to give a person a place to come closer to the friends, to give him a place of work, in order for him to discover the Creator, he feels rejection. And specifically, a person who has a high soul receives great rejections. And seemingly, they don't give him the possibility to connect. And it's as if he is in opposition to the Creator, struggling, fighting with the Creator. And that is incorrect. However, by that, the Creator awakens in him a greater desire. And of course, his path can be a lot longer than other people, but it is all in order for him to discover more and more desires for and against, and his force, the forces of his soul, in order to add them to the connection. This is why specifically people with a strong, a great desire, a great soul, they get rejections and it's hard for them. It's difficult for them to come closer to connection and to the Creator and to discover Him, but it is all measured exactly against the forces that one has. He simply needs to discover them. And therefore, I dwell among my own people. And this is how a person should understand it. All in all, only there does he need to look at it and not to look at the rejection, because the rejection comes from the Creator. It is a kind of a flirt, a game, that by the Creator bringing him each time forces of resistance, By this, he's showing him that here there are more and more additional qualities that a person has to discover in order for him to have the possibility of filling his soul with everything that it needs. Please read it again, Dudi.
And she said, I dwell among my own people. What is she saying? When the Din, judgment, hangs in the world, one should not part from the collective by himself, and will not be mentioned above, and he will not be known alone.
Meaning, even though the Creator is rejecting him, he does not separate. He keeps on and keeps on and keeps on. Nevertheless, with the connection with the friends, he's rejected, he comes back to the connection. He's rejected again, he comes back to the connection. And so, until he achieves something, attains something.
This is so, because when the Din, judgment, hangs in the world, those who are known and are inscribed alone, though they are righteous, they are caught first. Hence, one must never retire from the people, because the Creator's mercies are always on the whole people together. And this is why she said, I dwell among my own people, and I do not wish to part from them, as I have been doing thus far.
Merkaz 1.
What characterizes the rejections that a person gives a person with a high soul?
What characterizes a person who has a high soul that he has great resistance? It is very difficult for him to advance in a spiritual work. He could understand tasks and all kinds of things that we study with our intellect, but in his emotion, it is very difficult for him to activate his emotion. According to the articles of Bala Sulam and Rabash, he is not flexible inside of his emotions. There are people who are very, very flexible. They get it very quickly. There are those who get it very slowly, and it's hard for them. They're not capable of detecting within them those discernments about which we read in, let's say, Rabash's articles. They can't do it. It's very hard for them. It is because, usually, there are other reasons, but usually it is because they have a great soul.
Bulgaria.
Здравейте, скъпи Раф. Ние учим, че трябва да се издигнеме над егоизма си, а с горделивостта как да се справяме? Струва ми, че този процес е много по-труден.
Шалом, Рав Якар.
Hello, dear Rav. We learned that we need to rise above the ego, but what to do with the pride? It seems to be a much more difficult process.
Yes, it's not simple. Man's pride actually lowers him. That's what it's called. That as much as he has pride, he will be lowered, humiliated, and more and more. That is, he won't advance along with the others, on the one hand. On the other hand, he thinks that he's even more than them because he has pride. So, you know, when you look at such a person, on the one hand, he thinks that he's successful, very much so, but we can see from the side that he is truly behind in his spiritual progress. So what can we do? Do nothing. Just give an example without words. Just give an example of how much we are connecting and how much we are going forward. And he can see this from the side until he will see that he has no choice. How come it's not like everyone? And until the upper light, the surrounding light, if he's with us, it will influence him, and then he will be able to understand what is going on and why he is not progressing. Here, there is an action on our behalf, an action on the Creator's behalf, but all in all, the problem is that because of his big ego, he cannot digest this whole system for his advancement.
Rav, buongiorno. Perché noi scopriamo la Vyut soltanto attraverso la nostra connessione?
Why do we discover the Avyut, the coarseness, only through our connection? And why does it help us? How does it help us advance towards attaining the Creator?
Well, how else will you discover the coarseness? You discover the coarseness only in a place where it exists. And it exists between us, in the connection between us. It is separating us. And to that same extent, it is separating between us and the Creator. That is the coarseness. Coarseness of yud is the force that we have to invert into zakut, refinement. And then instead of us hiding the Creator with our coarseness, we will discover him specifically as the force that is connecting between us.
PT 25.
Rav, I would like to address the line that says, during the time the judgment hangs over the world, and those who are considered righteous are mentioned, are caught first. So the Zohar suggests not to separate from the collective by the fear.
The collective, the public, it's the ten. It's not the public being the whole of humanity or the common people. Even rather, I dwell among my own people means inside of the soul, meaning inside of the group that is going to.
No. Excuse me, maybe a little more?
Yes.
It's not clear if the judgment hangs on a person because he has a state that the judgment hangs on him. That's why he's running away into the group. As if he revokes it. It's as I cannot stand up to it, I'm running to the group to help me. Although the Creator places him in a state where judgment is on him. It's as if we have to run away to the group because we feel difficult in our state.
Yes, so what?
It's as if I want to cancel what the Creator gave me. If he let me experience this judgment, he makes me experience it. Why?
I realize that I'm not capable of coping with my ego. And in general, I cannot do anything with respect to my ego. But only on the condition that I am in a group, in a connection with my group, then I can kind of process my ego, use it for ascent instead of descent.
But how not to escape to the group because of thoughts of myself, my inability to deal with it?
This depends on how ready you are in the group, on how much you have the greatness of the Creator and how much you want to honor him and not to run away simply because it feels unpleasant. And this is all work in the group already. It's one against the other, right against the left.
Again, thank you, Rav.
PT2, right?
Hello, Rav. I want to ask, how do I take qualities such as pride, rejection, hate that conceal the Creator and turn them into connections of love? What can I do with them?
You don't think about them. You only think about the greatness of the Creator, that you would like to discover him in the greatness of the group. And then you will see how all the rest are just components of this image that you get. An image of unity.
Yes. Meaning these qualities for me are simply those that precede the plea to the Creator.
Of course, there is nothing else in the world.
So I have nothing to do with.
Well, you have nothing to do with anything except to use it towards connecting with the group and with the Creator inside of it.
Is there a way to know if I'm asking correctly? Let's say I feel like I'm asking and asking, but I see that I'm getting more and more of the opposite thing. So what does it say?
This you can learn from the friends and you can learn it from the articles. There is no other way. And by this you will have a prayer. And the prayer will scrutinize your advancement.
Moscow 6.
Мы говорим, что вот те, которые не могут объединиться, там сложности есть.
Well, we say that those who can't connect have various complexities, have a great soul. I also want to be a great soul. What to do?
Well, I didn't say it's something that is better. We need to work with whatever we have, both these and those. It doesn't matter. Each one has his own soul, according to its intensity, its form, its shape. So the most important thing is for us to use it. And in the end, when we reach the corrections, the connections, then we all deserve the same. We all get the same. It's the same. We reach the form of the circle.
I want to ask, what is that thought and the immediate action a person should take while discovering rejection? And you answered, PT25, that has to try and give him contentment. What does it mean to give him contentment during the sensation of rejection? How do you reconcile the two?
The most correct action for a person is to never leave the connection in the ten, because I dwell among my own people. That is, the Shina, the Creator, is in the connection in the group. The connection in the group is hidden from the person. As much as a person is drawn to it, accordingly he is drawn to the Creator. This is why Israel, the light and the Creator, is one. Israel is the person who is aimed Yeshar Kel. Oraita, the Torah, or the light, is the force in the system, Naran Chai, that exists in the system, and the Creator, who is behind the Naran Chai, he is the totality, the light of Ein Sof. That is all. This is how we need to see the process that we have to go through. Number three, please.
Excerpt number three from Rabash. The advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking and asks fulfillment for, he should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than what the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people, meaning I am asking for the entire collective because I wish to come to a state where I share. Where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Therefore, it makes no difference to me if the Creator takes pleasure in me or can receive the pleasure from others. Again, the advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking and asks fulfillment for, he should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than what the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people, meaning I am asking for the entire collective because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Therefore, it makes no difference to me if the Creator takes pleasure in me or can receive the pleasures from others.
I
wish to be the one who links the Creator with all of the created beings. And this is how it is with each and every one. Each one should aim himself towards this, that indeed each and every one should be this way, because each one has a point in the heart, which is his personal individual connection with the Creator. And through that point, he receives contact with the Creator. And through this contact, he receives from the Creator light for the entire system. And this is how it is with each and every one. Each and every one. Therefore, each one is unique. He's truly unique in that he has contact with the Creator, and without him, it is impossible for the system to be complete. It cannot be. Therefore, each one has to reach a state where, on the one hand, he's connected with the entire system, and on the other hand, he's connected with the Creator. And he raises to the Creator all of the deficiencies it is capable of achieving from the system, and then getting from the Creator light for all of these deficiencies. This is called man and the mad, and that way to pass through him this light to the entire system. Each and every one, there are no exceptions here. You cannot run away from it, from this role. It's simply because you are created, you are the created being, you were not asked about that, you have to take part in that.
Дорогой Рав, вот когда вы говорите, что я поднимаю всех и
провожу, мне понятно. When you say that I raise all my deficiencies to the Creator, seemingly guide them, it's clear. But here Rabash writes that I don't care who will give pleasure to the Creator, me or the friend.
No, that's incorrect. What it means is whatever you will do for the collective will truly be for the collective, not for yourself. And by this you will discover the true in order to bestow.
What is this thing which is truly for them? It means that you are included of their deficiencies. There's no personal deficiency toward the Creator, only their deficiencies, and you are using their deficiencies in order to pass to them what they cannot receive from the connection in the Creator, with the Creator, and you can. So you connect with the Creator and you pass to them what you received from him. You are a conduit. You don't want to be anymore. You're like a connecting line, a pipeline, nothing more than that.
And
this is considered that I'm giving them an opportunity to bestow.
Of course, by when they are asking from the Creator and you're passing it to them, they receive in order to bestow, and you pass it to them in order to bestow.
Rehovot.
Quote number 4, Abash writes, if a person wants to go by the path that ascends towards bestowal upon the Creator, slanderers come and tell him, the way of bestowal is not for you. This way is suitable only for a chosen few, with special qualities and talents, brave hearts, strong, and who are able to overcome. But not you. For you don't have the qualities of those above the common folk. Therefore, it is better for you to dwell among your own people, meaning follow the path of the general public and not aspire to be exceptional. If a person wants to go by the path that ascends towards bestowal upon the Creator, slanderers come and tell him, the way of bestowal is not for you. This way is suitable only for a chosen few, with special qualities and talents, brave hearts, strong, and who are able to overcome. But not you. For you don't have the qualities of those above the common folk. Therefore, it is better for you to dwell among your own people, meaning follow the path of the general public and not aspire to be exceptional.
Elo she
those who advance toward the Creator. There are many kinds among them, because everyone needs to advance. At the end of the day, we have all kinds that exist in humanity. But we have to understand that there are those who are heroes, or strong, like soldiers. Nothing much gets to them. There are those among them who are very soft, are easily insulted, very personal. Everything can knock them down. There are many kinds, and they all have a place. So we shouldn't think that it needs to be someone who is like iron. Rather, by their work, they are gradually becoming like iron. They become stubborn. Great, elevated. They don't accept anything that comes to them on the path. Rather, they understand that only with the connection between them, they're capable of rising among all those disturbances. I said, a person by himself, the higher up he is, the greater he is, the weaker he is by himself. The more he is included in the ten, he becomes strong like iron. He becomes strong like a rock. And again, he disconnects himself from the ten. Again, he becomes a rag. So these differences between being connected to the ten and disconnected from the ten, the differences are huge. From Keter to Malchut, from a high mountain to a deep.
Доброе утро, Рав. Вот если позволите дать такой пример материальный, чуть-чуть про гибкость, если
it's a kind of a corporeal example about flexibility.
На передней, на задней, то все ломается, все разрывается, все взорвается.
Switch from third gear to reverse, it tears apart the whole system, the gear. So this flexibility, it's very similar, I guess, to what I was trying to scrutinize.
We don't throw in reverse, never, on our spiritual path. The example is, the analogy is incorrect. We try each time to go forward at ever-increasing speed. And that's it. And the fact the Creator throws us, we suddenly see before us like a mountain or a hill we have to climb. And of course, we have to do it quickly. We have to do it, at a lower speed than before. There are things we go through on a plane, on a level plane, and there are those we go through on ascents and descents. And we have to relate to the entire path accordingly. And I don't really care about the shape of the path. What I care about is how I behave between us. Between us, you understand? I'm not looking at the path, where I'm at. Am I on an ascend or a descent? I'm looking at how, using the relationship between us in the ten, we can concretely, right now, what's current, what's relevant to our development right now, this is what I have to carry out. That's it. And there are no
nesiya khora.
We never go back on our path.
To practice means to try to incorporate in the ten.
In fact, that we're trying to always be in the ten. It's not our training. This is the work itself.
Как могу развить эту гибкость? Как человек может развить эту гибкость, если он чувствует,
что... How is it possible to develop this flexibility if one feels that it is really blocking him, that person?
It's simply...
daily work. We have to go like that and rise and fall and rise and fall and rise. It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. I have to feel myself today as new. And maybe yesterday I didn't understand it. I wanted nothing. I have had nothing. It's hard to say what we had yesterday. But I wake up today and I see a person is to see himself as if he was just born. He's just born. There was nothing before.
Can one ask of the 10 for advice?
Of course, you can ask the 10. You can ask the friend for what you need. You can say you want to ask them questions, or you're asking for support, of course.
Eat a free.
Quote number 5. We can understand the importance of the prayer of many, as it is written, I dwell among my own people. The Zohar says, one should never retire from the people, because the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. This means that if one asks the Creator to give him vessels of bestowal, as our sages said, as He is merciful, you'll be merciful too. One should pray for the whole collective. This is because then it is apparent that his aim is for the Creator to give him vessels of pure bestowal. As it was written, the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people together. It is known that there is no giving of half a thing from above. This means that when abundance is given from above to below, it is for the whole collective. For this reason, one must ask for the whole public. Since any abundance that comes from above always comes for the whole people. This is why he says the mercy of the Creator is always on the whole people. Thus, there are two meanings to that. Since to have pure bestowal, it would have been enough to pray for only one person besides himself. But there is another issue here. A person must ask for a whole thing, because it is a rule in spirituality that what comes is always a complete thing, and all the observations are only in the receivers. For this reason, one should ask for the whole collective.
Rabash said many things here. The prayer of many is the prayer for the many. I can pray by myself, but if I wish to include in me the entire 10, I wish to connect them, to fill them, to bestow to them, to awaken them. This is the meaning of working, engaging in prayer of many. Meaning we should always pray only in a prayer of many. People of this world who do not belong to the wisdom of Kabbalah think that the prayer of many is when many people gather together and then they pray. Has to be a minyan, a quorum, 10 people at the minimum, and then they will pray. That's completely against any spiritual discernment. The spiritual discernment is when I wish to be included of my 10 and I pray for them. This means that I engage in the prayer of many. Is that clear? It's a simple thing. It's not at odds with what we discussed before. Of course, if we gather the entire 10 or however many people we have, and we pray together, it's possible that something will come out of it. But in truth, There's no such thing. The wisdom of Kabbalah that we pray together. Minyan, a quorum, 10 people, means that I include in me all the friends and I pray for all of us. The fact that we've turned it into a certain assembly. And then all of us cry together. This doesn't add anything to the spiritual matter. In spirituality, the important thing is to want to include in me my 10 and for us to be connected, to give contentment to the Creator, we'll be able to receive from Him, and through us to bestow to the other tens and to the others. That's what we pray for. Questions?
So it's not so clear. So what do we end up with in the end? A bunch of individuals, and what is connecting between them? The Creator?
Each one is integrated with everyone.
Where is the connection? What is the connection between them? So we have no connection between us. We have something in common.
How do you imagine the connection between us?
That we have something that we share, a common goal.
The Creator.
But where is the connection between us? Where do we become one so that there's no difference between me and you? We're one.
I want all of you to be included in me. You want to include everyone in you. And he wants to do the same in himself, and so on and so forth. So each one wishes to incorporate the entire 10. And we pray to the Creator, and the Creator includes all of us together.
When I include the qualities of the 10 in me, and they include my qualities in them.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So at what point does it merge into one?
Merges into one, and not yet. The Creator is the one who kind of locks us all in.
But incorporation, it's still incorporation. It's a mixing of the qualities, right? But I elect the connection between us so that nobody exists anymore. And
this is the upper light who influences our effort. He connects us. He fills all the discernments between us.
And that is considered that we're connected. But in that state, are there still two or is it one now?
No, the Creator dwells there, only He.
Where are the individuals?
There are no individuals. The individuals are there only to sustain and support the Creator, and they disappear in Him.
So what is the definition of Bore, Creator, here?
Bore, come and see. Only this force, this quality exists in nature. As it was before creation, so it is after the creation. Nature merely clarifies itself, scrutinizes itself. The created beings are part of the revelation of the power of nature, of the Creator. The attainment of the unity, that's what we